Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 23, 1951, the Barbados Advocate printed an article about life at the St. Michael Infirmary, which had been opened in 1884. The article described the institution as one which provided the comforts of home for its all-age residents, comprising 216 men, 270 women, 26 boys, and 21 girls. The article noted that the institution offered residents wide-ranging facilities, including medical, maternal and postnatal services, recreational and educational activities, along with access to laundry, cooking, and other housekeeping needs. The institution was fully staffed to meet the varying requirements of residents, who were also permitted to travel to Bridgetown independently. The St. Michael Infirmary was one of the residential facilities opened by the vestries following emancipation and the planters' consequential refusal to meet the healthcare needs of their employees. This responsibility devolved on the vestries, which operated local services including poor relief and healthcare. The vestries created almshouses, which provided living accommodation for the indigent, as well as basic healthcare. A parochial medical officer, along with a team of nurses, was assigned to each residence. However, services proved inadequate to meet the healthcare needs of the large working class population, and Barbados suffered severe public health deficiencies, reflected in the fact that in the 1930s, the island experienced the worst infant mortality in the Caribbean, and in the 1950s, data showed that it had the worst infant malnutrition in the region. Following a Royal Commission of Inquiry of 1948, greater efforts were made to improve public health access, and in 1953, the public health clinic at Arlington House in Spikestown was opened. This was replaced by the Morris Bayer Clinic in the 1980s. In addition, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital was opened in 1964, and public health services were expanded through the introduction of polyclinics during the 1970s. This expansion of services enabled the closure of most almshouses, leaving three district hospitals and the upgrade of the St. Michael's Infirmary to the geriatric hospital.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.